I ended us a few minutes early to share a few reflections before going to bed, to acknowledge this day and to go to bed. And in our tradition, we have a lot of references made to natural and naturalistic processes. And what we're doing here, mindfulness, is a natural process. And so it's celebrated that way in the discourses. For example, we have this discourse called The Fruits of the Homeless Life, which is almost an operatic discourse about the benefits that we accrue by doing mindfulness practice and following practices all the way up to liberation. And so we have all these naturalistic, natural-based metaphors and analogies. So I wanted to share one with you. And I want to recite the poem for you about sowing seeds, because a little bit of what it is like is putting seeds into the ground, sowing seeds with every breath we take, with every sensation that we connect to, every touch that we let touch us, and everything that we see and again, and that we see more and more. It's very natural what we're doing, and it bears fruits. It bears incredible fruits. So as a way of encouraging you, I want to share this poem. And it comes from this book called The Heart Full of Peace by Joseph Goldstein, who is one of the founders of the Vipassana movement, in case you haven't heard of them. And so I just want to say that there's one concept in the poem that I want you to hear in a certain way. I want you to hear the word blessing, a self-blessing, as just a form of grace, a form of grace of accepting what we're doing, a form of grace of self-grace, taking care of ourselves like we are here, opening up as much as we are, and really nourishing something to bear fruit. And it starts sometimes with a bud, like a rosebud, that we encourage. And maybe in each heart of ours here, there is a bud, many, many buds, waiting to flower. And we're watering that bud with our attention and our care and our practice here, sit after sit, walk after walk. And so this is just an acknowledgement and an encouragement to continue. So that's the words. Let me see if I can recite it by memory. I'll have it here just in case. It's called St. Francis and the Sow, like sowing seeds, like seeds. And it goes something like this. The bud stands for all things, even for those things that don't flower. For everything flowers from within of self-blessing. Though sometimes it is necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness, to retell it in words and in touch, it is lovely, so that it flowers from within of self-blessing. May you have a great night of rest. Thank you very much for your practice.